This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
In the late 1800s, air pollution from Pittsburgh's mills and factories dirtied buildings and sickened residents. While most laborers lived in tenement housing close to the city's industrial core, many of the region's wealthy residents moved to semi-rural areas such as Squirrel Hill, Shadyside, Point Breeze, and Homewood. Eventually, both industrialists and reformers realized that Pittsburgh needed to improve its appearance and provide residents with natural settings for recreation and exercise. The effort, which became known as the City Beautiful Movement, caught the attention of industrialist Henry Clay Frick, a millionaire who earned fame in the railroad industry and as president of Carnegie Steel Company. Frick promised his daughter Helen a special gift for her debutante party. When Helen turned 17 years old in 1908, she imagined a park where Pittsburgh's children could enjoy nature. True to his word, Frick bequeathed to Helen 151 acres to be used for a city park. With a $2 million trust fund from Frick to assist with the park's long-term maintenance, the city soon acquired 190 additional acres, and in 1927, Frick Park opened to the public. The park featured miles of walking trails through steep valleys and wooded slopes and included an undeveloped wildlife area now known as the Frick Woods Nature Reserve. Many of Frick Park's original features still stand today, including clay tennis courts, the only public red clay courts in western Pennsylvania. At 561 acres, Frick Park remains Pittsburgh's largest park and a place where Pittsburgh children come to play, just as Helen Frick imagined more than 100 years ago.